AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Hello. Now, you want to apologize to him?
No.
Hello. Now, you want to apologize to him?
No.
Hello.
Unbelievable. Hey, yo, hang on.
Right over there, there's some people smoking weed.
We are not going to hide who we are just because some whore shakes our ass.
Don't argue about difficulties. The difficulties will argue for themselves.
Gong it out, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports.
Cha!
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Download that app. Click on the AM 570 LA Sports icon, and you can stream the show live. You can also subscribe to our podcast. Listen for anything you might have missed. Is your home of the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers.
Goya! Remember, tonight's a big night.
Tonight's the night.
Special.
Award-winning programming.
Potentially.
Tim Case. Potentially relive the 2020 season with the Dodgers year-in-review special. 1 hour.
Un hora.
60 regular season games. Wild card series sweep, divisional round sweep, trailing 3-1 in the NLCS only to come back and win 4-3, and of course the 6-game World Series championship win against the Rays. You'll hear it all compacted. It's Dodgers Compacto from 6 to 7 p.m. right after this program in less than an hour.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, awesome indeed.
And you're going to enjoy it. Don't forget a big thank you to Martin Jarmon, who joined us in the last hour, and Eric Dickerson and my dad and John
Football.
Wilner.
It's packed been a show.
Packed show of stuff on AM 570 LA Biggity Sports pack. Because, well, we've got a lot to get to as there's been schedules moving around and people doing a lot of stuff. Matt's going to call the Chargers game. Chargers football.
Chargers.
Herbert Tua. Chargers travel to Miami to take on the Dolphins. That's at 1 o'clock on 98.7 FM. Matt Daniel Jeremiah at Move the Sticks on Twitter. And Shannon Farron, not to be confused with Shannon at UCLA SID, who got us Martin Jarmon. And we appreciate that very much. But Matt, it is time for the final hour fun fact.
It's fun in a fact. It's the hour 3.
Fun facts! Fun facts!
You will be on the challenge following Sunday Night Football, Football Night in America.
God willing.
And you like to give Fred the business for people that have never watched, which I'm guessing everybody has watched by now that's listening to us. But in case you haven't, you like to give Fred the business.
I know a guy upstairs that doesn't like that show. I don't get this. What is this?
What is this? Hey, how about you go back to St. Louis and choke on a toasted ravioli?
Yeah!
The 1956 Olympics. An Australian student. Oh, I guess this is technically Australian news for a fun fact. An Australian student successfully impersonated an Olympic torchbearer and handed the mayor of Sydney a painted chair leg topped with a pair of burning underwear in a crowd of thousands.
Nice.
Right? No word on whether or not the fumes gave the mayor stigmata.
Oh, well, that happened to Fred. I mean, you know, Fred's eyes bled. And I called him out on the air for that. I had to, Matt.
You embellished the story. I never said it was bleeding.
He did say that.
I never said
that.
Yeah,
he did. I was there. I remember. I'm bleeding. I'm going to die. Rochelle, call an ambulance. All right, everybody. It is time for the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is 1963 and 1998. I have managed to make some new friends through my adventures in surf. And one of my friends, who is a dedicated listener to this show, Matt, from Cyprus gifted me, or at least he let me borrow, this super cool, first published in 1963, surfing guide to Southern California. And it's got basically all the breaks from Santa Barbara all the way down to San Diego. And as I was reading through some of the local breaks, I thought I would share some of the more interesting lines from the Palos Verdes area.
Are you going to talk about the hill, Matt?
I'm going to talk about the hill.
From the 60s.
The palette from 1963.
Now, my family...
You go back up on the hill.
My family lived in this area in the 60s. My dad went to high school in the same place I went to high school. So...
Your dad surfed these breaks growing up. Still
no,
does.
He didn't really learn to surf till his 30s. But you're right. Okay. I mean, but he swam
in the 70s.
Yeah,
he's surfing these breaks. This is Haggerty's.
That's where, that's my brother-in-law Simon's break.
Malaga Cove.
Malaga Cove.
Yeah. Malaga Cove. Here's a line from the synopsis at Haggerty's.
That's where I walk down, like my knife videos. Usually I'm walking around by there.
Lost boards are carried into hungry rocks, which emit efficient board digesting enzymes. Pretty good line there for Haggerty's. Here is one from Lunada Bay.
It is a rocky area.
The battered hulk of the Greek ship Dominator.
Yeah, that's there. The Dominator's right there, but you can see it when you're out on a boat. You can't really see it from down there.
Grounded nearby and now broken in half is an ever-present reminder of the probable fate of boards lost in wipeouts. This book is unreal.
Doesn't say anything about the guys rubbing feces on your windshield.
I don't think they were there yet in 63.
Oh, they were there.
Here's a great one. This is the wave that I ride, the Seal Beach Power Plant, otherwise known as Ray Bay. Power plant keeps water temperatures near 90 degrees, attracting many stingrays, painful, and sand sharks, harmless.
Okay, well, give me a...
And here is my favorite line.
Torrance Beach. I mean, I need some Torrance Beach.
I'm going to give you Seal Beach Pier first. As this book goes to press, word has been received that all of Seal Beach south of 2nd Street has been closed to surfing for an indefinite period because of the acts of the unruly and the careless.
Mm.
Negotiations to have the beach reopened are underway between local surfers and the city council. The plan, most likely to be adopted, is one in which surfboards would be licensed by the city, and the opening and closing of beaches would be subject to the immediate discretion of the Seal Beach City Lifeguard Service.
Tough town, Matt.
Right?
A lot of fist fighting there.
Sunset Beach says, intense gremlin problem threatens surfing future here.
Really? Like,
I'm assuming gremlin in 63 is probably what surfers call, you know, groms now.
Children?
Little kids ruining the area.
Well, I'm glad you have a nice study book, Matt.
Pretty cool.
Many of those breaks are exactly like they used to be. Some have shifted.
I got Hermosa. I got Manhattan. I've got Redondo Breakwater. Let's see if I got Torrance here. Here is the Palos Verdes, Sapphire Street, Redondo Beach, Torrance Beach. Peaks rise upside, producing good lefts and rights. Most popular spot is at foot of ramp. Takes north and west swells. Peaky wind swells in summer can be ridden, with best plays being south of ramp. L.A. County lifeguards on duty here year-round. Area from 100 yards below guard station southward for half a mile reserved for all-day surfing throughout the year.
That's right.
Parking above ramp and lot costs 50 cents in the summer.
There you go. Torrance Beach.
There you go.
What a gem. All right. Song of the day. Oh, no. I have the word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Today's word of the day is finally, everyone else that does anything on television, from home, during the pandemic, figured out how to buy a camera and a microphone that worked. It has taken me, I don't know how long's the pandemic been?
Well, I guess technically since March.
Since March to finally, yesterday, execute a whole interview for Fox Sports West, something for Kings Weekly, because there's a king, Alex Iafallo, who shapes his own surfboards, and he's an outdoorsman.
Sweet.
So I had to show him my axe.
How do you feel about it?
He said it would cut things.
Okay.
He was shy. But I pulled it off. It took months and the help of my wife, but
Yeti mic worked.
The new Yeti mic, because the first one I bought was a dud, right, Cates? It was a dud. Thanks a lot, Yeti. The new one works. So I had a Robot D Yeti that now works, and now I can make love to my mic when, oh, listen to me. Oh, I sound so good. I sound so much better than you, Coach Jonathan Smith.
Yeah. You don't have a Yeti, do you? You should, because you're in the Pacific Northwest.
You should have one. You should have one. You should have one for these calls, Coach.
I think that last Yeti you had was spelled like Y-E-D-D-Y. You got that China Yeti.
It was the nicer Yeti, and I shouldn't have been so pretentious. That was my problem. I aimed too high. I flew my waxen wings too close to the sun.
Melted.
My camera, my Logitech Brio, bam, working as well. Everybody else had this figured out 6 months ago. Me, yesterday. And I feel great about it.
And the vaccine shows up next week and we're all back to work. Wait a minute. I just figured this out.
Is there somebody in an iron lung that I can interview from here, please? Ronnie!
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da.
The Duke Spirit are a band from London with our song of the day called This Ship Was Built to Last. Because it is a Frogman Friday on the Petros and Money Show, where this ship was built to last for 3 hours of great sports talk as we sail off into the weekend sunset, but not before reliving the special moments of the Dodgers 2020 championship season. It's the World Series in Review, hosted by our friend Tim Cates and David Vasse, coming up at 7 o'clock.
Thank you, Ronnie. Up next, the college football whip around. Quack!
In my ground and the stretch across town, I couldn't care less if I live in my head. I've shed all my tears and I'm better than good. Oh, this ship was built to last.
This hour of the Petros and Money Show podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Yeah, Blue Chew.
It's nothing to be ashamed of,
no,
guys.
It's not.
Blue Chew brings you the same FDA-approved active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. Now in a chewable form, the first ever to do it.
Yeah, it does. And you can even do it with a full stomach and still get the lead you need in your pencil.
Guys, don't be embarrassed. Don't be worried about going to the doctor. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office and be all embarrassed or wait in line at the pharmacy.
Yeah, get over yourself. Who cares? Like, you're the only one that wants to have a real pencil going, you know what I'm saying, brother, with all the lead necessary to do the job?
It ships right to your door in a discreet package. Right now, we got a special deal for the listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. And your first shipment is free when you use the special promo code PMS. Just pay $5 shipping.
To hell with being embarrassed. Scream it from the rooftops. I chew blue with Blue Chew.
BlueChew.com. Promo code PMS. Try it free.
Petros and Money.
PMS.
With LA Sports. Now.
Guy in a baseball, my God.
You know, to me, that's what happened, Matt. You know, I mean, to me, it's kind of like if you don't like your job, man, what are you doing
you know
that
it
job
is?
For?
You know, I'm gonna do it Coward style. You know what it's like? It's like being in a marriage and your wife is sitting right next to you, and you say, you know what? I might be 52, but I can score that piece of tail right there that everybody wants.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to get up, and I'm going to take a swing.
With my own personal confidence.
Because you know what? I'm not just some middle-aged man stuck in a monogamous relationship.
And you know what, Colin? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's
what I heard Victor Rojas say about the Angels GM job.
If you think I'm just...
Douche!
You think I'm just a baseball announcer.
No.
Then you don't know a thing about who I am.
That's all you are, is a national baseball announcer.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but that's... quite an accomplishment to be a baseball announcer.
Not for me!
One of the 30.
Not for Big Fly Rojas.
If you're aware, but there's like 6 or 7 minor league affiliates for each team. There's independent league broadcasts, and you happen to have one of the 30 play-by-play jobs in Major League Baseball, and you attack another gig as though what you have is some sort of side piece?
Not enough for me!
If you think I'm just a baseball announcer, well, you don't know a thing
about me.
out who I am. I've been in this relationship for 30 years, but I'm going to go get me some sweet tail.
It's a season of giving, Matt. We're committed to giving Victor Rojas hell. And we're also committed to giving to the community. We've helped team up with the Dream Center LA and the Justin Turner Foundation with the goal of providing 1,000 turkeys. Hey, turkey. To families in need this holiday season. Delivered. Hey, turkey. You want to go swimming?
Hey, turkey.
Hey, turkey. Sure, I'll go swimming with you. Oh, God. We've given our veterans turkeys, and we have given them.
Hey, turkey.
We've given them some power to give back to the community. Find out how you can help on AM570LASports.com.
And as we say repeatedly, we cannot thank the fine folks at Albertsons enough. $35,000 donation.
Thanks for the turkeys.
A turkey. 1,000 turkeys, Justin Turner Foundation, Dream Center LA. And yesterday, 2 days ago, it was Sweet James Bergener with a $10,000 check written to the Dream Center / Justin Turner Foundation. Yesterday, $35,000 from Albertsons, Vons, and Pavilions. And today, perhaps it's you.
Perhaps.
AM570LASports.com.
Perhaps, Matt. I don't know, man.
Man, I just had to do it. 19-page proposal. Here's the final page.
Why me? I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you why. Because if you think I'm just a baseball announcer, you don't know a thing!
Thwack! College football, Matt. What a week! This week, college foosball's taking some big hits on the COVID front, but huzzah, as you would say, Matt, to the Pac-12 for figuring out a contingency plan for UCLA-Cal.
Applause to that.
4 of the 7 SEC games have been canceled or postponed, including the Alabama-LSU showdown. Ohio State's college football playoff stuff is in peril because the Maryland game is canceled. Pac-12 got hit as well. But they figured something out, too. ASU, Cal, canceled. UCLA, Utah, canceled. So UCLA is going to play Cal on Sunday at 9 a.m. That was almost our time slot for Washington, Cal, because Oregon State didn't know if they were going to get on the plane. John Wilner was texting about it. He talked to us earlier. So we didn't know, and then we were kind of on the phone with Washington when they started getting the text, like, all right, it's going to be the Beavs.
Wheels up.
We didn't know if it was going to be the Beavs or Cal. And then we got on with the Beavs, and they're like, yeah, we're getting on a plane.
Everybody's just staring at their phone, and then all of a sudden you see that little airplane, and it says, wheels up.
We're getting on a plane tonight. Yeah, but the Beavs are waiting. They're not even gone yet. They're not leaving until 6 o'clock tonight. So once we're done with Dead and Alive Guy, the Beavs will be in the air. So Cal versus UCLA, the battle of the UCs. Sunday, 9 a.m. Cates, what time is pregame? 6:30?
Pregame at 6:30. Here's Martin Jarmon earlier with you guys.
One word, flexibility. And that's the key. It started with our student-athletes. I went to practice this morning just to watch, totally looking at our preparation for Utah. I mean, that was all systems go. And for something like this to happen, in such a short amount of time, it's like sudden change, a turnover. You have to have so many people that are flexible and willing to adjust and adapt to the situation, and that's what we had. So many people were flexible, and it's just, you know, it's so many people involved that were able to make this game work on Sunday.
Yeah, MJ.
Way to go.
Appreciate him coming on.
Absolutely, Matt. So, as far as UCLA on the field, and Aaron Goldsmith and Brady Quinn are going to call it on Fox at 9 a.m., the Bruins really did lay an egg in Boulder last week, and there are not many silver linings to point for UCLA fans in the game, but allow me to try to find a few, Matt.
Oh, I really appreciate that, man. Thank you.
I know you've been doing a little bit of that this year.
No, me? I just tell it like it is.
That's the truth.
To and sake.
But not playing last week might hurt Cal, and they could start slow in the Rose Bowl. I said might start slow. Might. Two, at least UCLA got its 2020 jitters out by committing 4 first-half turnovers that led to 4 Colorado touchdowns.
Yeah, it's a tough hole to dig out of there.
Jitters are gone now. We know how bad it can go, guys.
Jitters are gone, dude.
Can't go much worse than four turnovers and four touchdowns converted. Three, once UCLA stopped turning the ball over last week and eventually scored 42 points. So way to go. Would you rather play Garbers or Utah? Basically, Wilcox and Garbers or Cal. I mean, for Cal or Kyle Whittingham, a brand new South Carolina transfer quarterback, and that angry Utah defense for Utah. Cal's got an angry defense. Both teams are really well coached. Bottom line is, UCLA's got to play better.
Foosball.
I take UCLA 21-20 in a tight game. The Rose Bowl at 9 a.m.
You just said 21-20. That's not tight.
21-20 and a half. Is that tighter? Thwack! USC faces Arizona and Tucson Saturday at 12:30 on Fox, Matt. The Trojans have won seven straight in this series, and this game should be one-way traffic for USC all afternoon.
Should be.
Should be. The Cats have not clicked under Kevin Sumlin's leadership. It's been more like a cat flushing the toilet.
Meryl.
Ha!
Meryl.
Sumlin went 51-26 in six seasons at Texas A&M and got fired. So far in 2 years in Tucson, he's 9-15.
You can't continue doing that. Keep your job.
No. The Trojans' talent level advantage in this game will be massive. There is not a player on the Arizona roster that USC offered a scholarship to. In fact, there is not a player on the Arizona roster that USC considered offering a scholarship to.
I consider that a talent gap.
So on a micro level this week, the Trojans can't turn the ball over four times. Two Keaton Slovis picks and two fumbles dug a hole last week, Matt, like you said about the Bruins.
Not his fault.
Well, let's discuss that.
I read the article in the LA Times. Not his fault, because he made the big play that would have never been made last year to Drake London that saved the game.
Yes, you're right. But, you know, before that, USC shouldn't go for it on fourth downs.
Well, I got to bring it up the old desk there.
Huh? It's not 0405 Pete Carroll, Leinart, Bush, Lindell, Jarrett, Steve Smith, etc. Big Balls Pete being chanted by the band. I know Helton wants to appear tough and ballsy, but those fourth down conversions helped create a 27-14 deficit against ASU. And with Slovis, Matt, that you brought up, what happened to that wonderful spiral he was spinning last season?
Slovis!
Scott Wolf pointed this out on Twitter earlier in the second quarter against ASU. Slovis was throwing some real wobblers. I mean... Yeah, it's interesting. I think USC should address the glaring issue that was obvious in the nail biter last week. Develop a run game. I know I'm screaming into the wind, but in such a heavy mismatch like this game, they should keep Keaton Slovis from getting hit. Let him hand off a little bit in not obvious situations like fourth and one. It's crazy that ASU outplayed USC for 57 minutes, punched him in the mouth for 57 minutes, and everybody watched that on tape. And most football people know that USC needs to show some physicality on tape for their upcoming opponents. Otherwise, Slovis is going to get Slovis'd, as you discussed earlier, Matt.
Well, he's only got six games, so he might be able
to toe
that line, thread that needle, and not get Slovis'd.
It is threading a needle. But for those new to the topic, the Air Raid offense uses all five eligible players as receivers and leaves no one in the backfield to help in pass protection.
Well, they don't need to. That O-line is so dominant.
Well, in year one of the Air Raid, the USC quarterbacks got pounded. JT Daniels lasted less than two quarters before tearing his ACL while getting sacked by Fresno. Backup Keaton Slovis got knocked out of four games.
That's it, huh? Just four.
Matt Fink got knocked around when he got in games replacing Slovis. Now, the Air Raid proponents will explain what I just laid out by saying, hey, look, QB's got to make quicker decisions.
Get rid of that ball, Slovis.
Got to make better and quicker decisions. But I don't think the best use of USC's talent is running an Air Raid. Talented programs should use their linemen to block, Matt. and go forward and run the ball and get receivers, then in play action, winning one-on-one matchups. But who am I to say?
One thing I will say, your prior statement about Clay Helton not being Big Balls Pete, he does look and cut a more formidable figure with the mask because I can't see his mouth agape, and he does have broad shoulders, and he's a bit of a, you know, a big boned man.
COVID win.
Yeah, so I think it's a COVID win for Clay. He looks
the
part.
USC.
When that mouth is open, he doesn't look the part. He looks like some dude that's confused and is trying to figure out how he got on the field.
There's been a lot of COVID wins for SC. Not playing Alabama.
Right.
You know.
Face mask for Clay. Mouth ain't open all the time.
No empty stadium.
Right.
You know, because fans aren't into the program. Empty stadium because of LA County. USC should beat the Zona Zones 41-13. I said should beat.
That close, huh?
The Zona Zona Zonas. Now, Matt, I got a game on FS1 tomorrow night. We'll thwack it on over to Seattle real quick. Oregon State, Washington Huskies. I called the Beavs opening loss to Wazoo last week. They came out nervous on offense, but they eventually got rolling with our dear friend, the great Jamar Jefferson, running back out of Narbonne, one of the best in the West Coast at least. We visited with Jonathan Smith earlier today, and he was confident that his quarterback, Tristan Jebbia, out of Calabasas, will be ready and will play better than he did last week in the start. And Washington head coach Jimmy Lake is really anxious to play. This is his debut as the head coach. You know, no Chris Peterson, but all of these coaches, whether it's Jimmy Lake, Pete Kwiatkowski, or Jonathan Smith at Oregon State, have all been groomed by Chris Peterson. Like, these are his guys. So it'll be interesting to see how good that Washington defense is under Jimmy Lake as the head coach, as opposed to just the D coordinator. Probably very similar. So it will be an interesting Pac-12 after dark game between the Beavs and the Dogs. He says that could be any of one of four quarterbacks.
Well, that's good for you guys.
Well, I said, Coach.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to tell anyone, Coach. Maybe you could just tip me off a little bit.
I dropped like a wee the broadcast. You're still telling us we got to be prepared for four quarterbacks, Coach. And I held it up. It was a Zoom. And I held it up on the camera. Four? And he was like, yes, all four. I said, could you tell us something about each guy? This guy's accurate. This guy is a veteran.
Hold on. Let me get a pen.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, four guys?
Accurate.
And I get it. At a certain point, it's like, it's a brand new offensive coordinator. Once in your career, no one has any tape on you, and you have the opportunity to sneak up on somebody with all your new stuff because no one's seen anything or any of your personnel, but still.
Can you help us out? How about this? Let's go 50-50. Let me do the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Let's go 50-50.
This guy can run, Petros.
Let's cut it to two. Right. Let's cut it to two, Coach.
Couldn't do it.
Don't know if you're aware of this, but they have this thing called a package.
Oh, and like Alex Faust tried. He says, night. Look, I only got three slots on my board for quarterback. Can you eliminate one? He's like, nope.
I make a very specific board.
Oh, we got all four. Yeah, we're ready. Come on. We got all four.
That's a Cates constructed board there.
Yeah.
You got room for four. What's your problem?
Somebody had to get knocked off, but wasn't a quarterback. Backup. No, they don't have a backup fullback. The backup fullback is a second string tight end. We'll be back with more PMS.
Four, huh, Coach?
On AM 570.
Four.
Should be a great weekend in the Pac-12. Congratulations for the teams that are pulling it off.
If you look at me and simply see an announcer, then you really have no idea of who I am.
Back to Taron Victor Rojas, a new one.
What I've accomplished and what I stand for.
Petros and Money. Available on the free iHeartRadio app. Now.
Condition bat a yard. Tonight's a night for another Dodger replay. Yes, another Dodger replay of the Tim Cates. Matt's already anointed it with an award.
Golden Mike Award winning. Season in review. Celebrate the curse of 88 is 88 and out the gate. Dodger broadcast.
We cannot wait for that to pop off right here on AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on your iHeart Radio app. Year in review special, put together by Tim Cates And smaller print, David Vesey.
I saw Lloyd's of London had it at a plus 550 favorite to win the gold. I mean, it is a heavy favorite.
Crazy time, Matt. A lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of strikes, a lot of gutters. Surf City Steelworks helps you get through the week.
Distilling the spirit of Huntington Beach is what they do. The craft distillery right here in our backyard. That's where you'll pick it up. SurfCitySteelworks.com when you order the vodka, gin, rum, or bourbon. And there are three types of bourbons. The Pier Side Honey, and the Cask Strength. Cask Strength. Not Cask Strength. Cask Strength.
We've got the strength to get through this.
It is all delicious, as are the pre-mixed cocktails. But the Pacific Reserve Bourbon. Woo-wee! Check it all out at SurfCitySteelworks.com.
We want it so bad.
We
for
do.
Free.
We're working hard on it. Get it all ordered up at SurfCitySteelworks.com.
All right, Matt, you got the dead guy birthday of the day, don't you?
I do. Happy would have been 73rd to Stanley Doral Jr. Hit it, Cates. Hey! Buckwheat Zydeco.
Yeah, Matt, Troy Landry earlier this week with the Swamp People.
Live version of Rock Me Baby with Lenny Kravitz and Rye Cooter at the Hurricane Katrina Relief Concert at Madison Square Garden.
Cooter?
Born in Lafayette, Louisiana, one of 13 kids. Started working at 5. You think Buckwheat knows the blues? He started picking cotton at 5 on his father's farm. Got the nickname. Care to guess how he got the nickname Buckwheat? Had the same hairstyle as Buckwheat.
All right.
Little Rascals. It was that simple.
You know where Buckwheat's buried? Over there at the Englewood Cemetery.
Oh, the Boneyard right
over
there?
Yeah, the Boneyard. That Boneyard!
Hashtag respect for the departed. Celebrated and accomplished accordionist was his father in the traditional Creole style. Stanley loved to play. Started on the organ, one of the best players around town, and started Buckwheat and the Hitchhikers, a funk band before they switched to his father's style, Zydeco. Got an invite from Clifton.
Gotta have an
Chenier.
Accordion. You know, you gotta have an accordion for the Zydeco.
Exactly right. He convinced him, did Chenier, to take up the accordion. They won a Grammy in 83, and then he branched out on his own. Signed to Island Records, of course. Chris Blackwell signed him. First ever Zydeco act to sign to a major label. Clapton reached out, asked him to play live and open for him on their North American 88 tour. And from there, everybody wanted a piece of Buckwheat Zydeco. Stones, Robert Plant, Willie Nelson, Paul Simon, indie rockers like Yola Tango. A regular on the New Orleans festival circuit. Did Jazz Fest every year, play the Chicago Blues Fest every year, the Newport, Rhode Island Folk Blues and Jazz Festival.
The real folk blues.
Right. That's where you got to go, Newport, Rhode Island. Milwaukee Summerfest, Bumbershoot.
You played Bumbershoot?
Street Scene in San Diego, where I had a whole bunch of bands play back in the day. And it was there in 1997 where I actually saw Buckwheat Zydeco play San Diego Street Scene. How about this lineup that day? I had to look it up. My brain does not function as it once did. Los Lobos, Ziggy Marley, the Rebirth Brass Band, Buckwheat Zydeco, and headliners. This I remembered. Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
Yeah! It's bittersweet.
Give me that other song real quick, Cates. I worked his 5-card stud. It was one of the first records I ever worked at college radio when I got a job at PolyGram Label Group, and it ended up going top 10. It was kind of my first introduction to college radio being super cool, where it was not just indie rock or alt rock, but they played everything.
A lot of international flavor.
Yes. This was the single, even though college radio did not push singles. The single
this
that I
in heavy rotation.
Directed them toward. Buckwheat and Willie on the duet here from 5-Card Stud on Island Records. Island would move on from Buckwheat Zydeco after this one, but he would continue to pump out a release every single year until 2009 through a couple smaller labels. Oh, let's hear that, Willie.
You mean the blues is more than one color?
If you've never bother to check out Buckwheat Zydeco. They say great record, five-card stud. All of them are great. Happy dead guy birthday of the day to Stanley Doral Jr., Buckwheat Zydeco.
The guy who took the baton, or in the Petros and Money Show's case, with that music, is a guy named Chris. My friends down in New Orleans alerted us. Chris Ardoin, or A-R-D-O-I-N, is like the new accordion nice. Zydeco. Young guy. Drinking My Cup is a good song by him. So, you know, there is modern Zydeco that people buy.
I used to listen to it all. I loved that record, that five-card stud record.
I have a couple of his records because Jerry and Tommy told me to get them. A-R-D-O-I-N.
There it is.
Kind of like the right next.
In work?
Yeah, do it. Do it, Doug.
All right. Stallion. Ooh, Candyman.
There you go, Matt.
I'm in.
Okay, beating out the square-jawed Gerard Butler. He's not Greek. Japanese actor, considered an icon, and singer from a boy band, Takuya Kimura. One of the most famous people in Japan.
Okay.
Just like the guy we had from Major League Part 2.
Yeah, how about that one?
A couple weeks ago. This guy is also huge. 48 years old today. Radio personality. Actor, singer, game show. I mean, he does everything. He's a big star.
Like a Ryan Seacrest type?
I guess, but even more so, but less production. He's one of the most successful boy bands in East Asian history.
Okay.
Best-selling one in Japanese history. SMAP, or S-M-A-P, which I kind of have a hard time understanding what that stands for. I can't find anywhere where it actually explains what that is. Maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I'm being chronic taco.
Maybe it's just SMAP.
SMAP!
Oh, SMAP!
Yeah, yes. They were active for 28 years. It would be like if the New Kids on the Block never broke up. They just broke up in 2016.
Mm.
He went on to act in some big budget films and kind of looked like even with SMAP, he became like a Timberlake style star.
Okay. So he was the Timberlake of the group.
Yeah. And he, like Timberlake, married a hot chick and they have two kids.
Did they have a gay in the group, like a Lance Bass, too?
You know, I didn't.
Did they have someone who got fat, like Joey Fat One?
Well, Joey Fat One was always going to fat.
But he got real fat.
Or the round-headed idiot with the stupid braids.
Oh, yeah. Shazay?
No, that's a different guy. He's got a sharp face. JC Chase, the guy who did the dance show on MTV.
Who am I missing?
The fat head with
Gay
the
Lance,
braids.
Fat one.
Fat head
sharp
braids.
Sharp face. Oh, yeah. Fat head braids. Right. Oh, that guy did have a fat face.
FHB.
Yeah. That's too bad. Hey. I only put on like 5 pounds. Yeah, well, it's on your face, man.
Look at you. I feel your pain, Joey.
That's right. Fat face braid guy.
All right, Matt. I do have some pretty good titles from this man's career. If you're ready.
I'm ready.
I need your attention. All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
Jimmy. The true story of a true idiot. Thank you.
He's a good kicker, but he's an idiot.
Thank you.
He's a good kicker, but he's an idiot.
I can't rely on a friend of justice.
These are all shows.
Shows or songs.
Okay. I can't rely
on a friend of justice. That's a song.
Okay. That's awfully wordy.
Jimmy, the true story of a true idiot is a show.
I'd be interested to get my eyes on that one.
This one, interestingly, a song. Bullet Fighter.
You're going to lose that fight.
Maybe you fight with the bullet.
Yes. If you pick a fight with a bullet,
like
you're probably going to lose.
On your side, you know.
Like you were picking that fight with that Hulk
but
statue,
you know,
last night.
You're
it
right.
Never stood a chance against you, but you go up to a bullet and you're like, oh, yeah. You think you are, Mr. Bully? You think you
want
some of this?
You know what I think it is? Because it's Harpoon. Well. People have powers. And they go, you know, and like it
right,
deflects
right.
The bullets, airbenders, things like
sure.
That. Okay. Here's a good one. Very literal. I'm being really humorous.
Thank you. Thanks for telling me. So do I laugh now, or are you going to tell me when to laugh?
That's the Rich Eisen line. I'm being really humorous. Don't you see?
I'm going to sit that one out.
You do that. Smile Warrior, Sound Ranger.
You know what? You're right. A Smile Warrior is something pretty special.
Right? I mean, come on. Super Modern Artistic Performance. Ah. Well, there you go. That's that, everybody. You've loaded the shotgun with salt, and you're ready to assault the listeners with Dodger propaganda of championship memories. The dream of the 2020 World Series is true. The shotgun is blasting you with the truth of the past, the recent past. The Dodgers' victory will be once again tattooed in your mind brilliantly by Tim Kaine and David Nelson. We'll be back on Monday. Good night.
Last month, we gave you $1,000 an hour. This month, we give you $1,000 an hour with a seasonal theme.
That's awesome.
Last month, I said win $1,000 10 times a day beginning at 7 a.m. in this nationwide contest. This month, I say win $1,000.